Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo! I'm glad to be in the house of God tonight.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Yes.
Man, I'm telling you, I'm excited to be in the house of God.
Yes. Amen.
I said, Lord, where am I going to preach? I'm going to spend all over my message. Hallelujah. I said, Lord. Woo! Yeah.
Bless him, Lord.
Amen. God gave me something to write down this afternoon. And I want to read this to you. I seldom ever pin down anything in a message. God got a hold of me a long time ago. There's nothing wrong with it. Don't get me wrong. But God said, I want you to be obedient to hear my voice.
Amen, brother.
I want you to preach what those people need each time you stand.
Yeah.
Amen. So I've studied the Word, Lord. I've been in the Word all day today.
Yes,
and
Lord.
I'm still waiting on the Lord.
Amen, brother.
Let me just say what God gave me about a revival today. A revival is for survival.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you hear what I said? A revival is for survival. If you don't have revival, you're not going to survive.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? Revival is the only answer for our survival. I'm giving you what God gave me today, okay?
Blessings.
America needs a spiritual renewal.
We do.
Amen. Yes.
How many know America needs a spiritual renewal?
Yes.
Amen? A revival must be of embracing the cross of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Without the cross of Christ, there is no resurrection.
Amen. Yeah.
And if we don't get you to the cross, get you to Jesus Christ, you're not going to be resurrected.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen, brother.
How many of you in here have been resurrected?
Amen.
Glory to God. I like that. Being filled and empowered with the Holy Spirit of God is one of the greatest things you'll ever do after you get saved.
Yes. Amen.
Being filled and empowered by the Spirit, Holy Spirit of God, the Ghost of God, is one of the greatest things you'll ever do. After that you get saved.
Right.
Woo. Experiencing death to yourself.
Yeah.
Experiencing death yourself or to yourself. If you've not experienced that, you've got a ways to go.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, I don't know how God is going to let me go with this, but God told me to read this. Stand with me to read the Word of God. Please. Jeremiah chapter 2. Jeremiah chapter 2. Say amen when you get there.
Amen.
Amen. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 11. Has a nation changed their gods, which are yet no gods, but my people have changed their glory for that which does not profit.
Amen.
Be astonished, O heaven, at this, and be heartily afraid. Be you very desolate, saith the Lord. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of the living water, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water. Father God, we come to you tonight. Lord, we're just a vessel. We're just a little clay in your hand. God, you're the giver of life. You are the Word. And we're begotten by the Word. We're kept by the Word. And without you, God, we are nothing. But through you, Lord, we can do all things. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. Father, I'm thankful for my name of being written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm thankful for the cross that you bore our sins, our sorrow, our sickness on. Now, Father, I pray tonight, Lord, let everyone forget about themselves tonight. Let everyone forget about going out to eat, going out to do whatever they're going to do when they leave here. But God, let your word become alive and active in them tonight.
Yeah,
and God, we will bless your name. We will praise you. We'll magnify you in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone agrees, said amen.
Amen.
Be seated if you can. Has a nation changed their God? Do you think today that we've forgotten God?
Amen.
How many believe we've forgotten God today?
Amen.
The wicked and all nations that forgets God shall be turned into hell.
Amen.
Amen. I'm telling you what, Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
No man cometh to the Father except through by Him. You know, a couple of weeks ago when we was up here, we preached on choosing you this day, whom you're going to serve, life and death. You know, a lot of people don't choose life. I have chosen life, and I'm going to live. I know my name written down in my life. I know where I'm going when I die. I'm not going to follow this crowd that's going down to the pits of hell, amen. I'm not going to follow those people, amen. I have been resurrected in Christ. How can we that are dead to sin live any longer therein?
Amen.
Hallelujah. How many of us been resurrected in His likeness, His goodness, His mercy?
Amen.
I've been resurrected like Christ is resurrected. I've got a new life. Hallelujah. I'm not, the old man is dead. Hallelujah. I used to sing a song every once in a while. I tell you the best thing I ever did do. I took off the old coat and I put on the new coat. I mean, put on the new coat. I mean, put on that Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm telling you something. I've got a Savior that's alive. I've got a Savior that answers prayer. I've got a Savior that lives within inside of me. Hallelujah. I've got a Savior that talks with me. He walks with me. He lives with me. Hallelujah. I've got a cistern. Hallelujah. That's hewn out. It's not a broken cistern. He anoints my head with oil. My cup runneth over.
Come on.
How many got the cup running over?
Amen, brother.
Glory to God. I don't care how wicked the world gets. I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to stand and call sin, sin.
Amen.
Well, you don't want to miss a week of this, this revival.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be preaching on some sin this week. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm telling you what. America needs to turn back to God. We've forgotten God.
Yeah.
We've took Jesus out of everything. They were talking about today on TV or on the radio, I believe my wife said. She said they're talking about the chaplains can't even use the name of Jesus anymore. Yeah, hallelujah. What name are they going to pray in?
Amen.
What name are they going to call on? I have to call on Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. Jesus is my Lord. Jesus is my Savior. Hallelujah. They've forsaken Him.
That's right.
Has a nation changed their God? I believe they've changed their God. I tell you what, I know they've changed God. 20 years ago, we used to serve God. We used to worship God. We had Him in our schools. Hallelujah. We had Him in the courthouse. We had Him all over here. 10 years ago, 5 years ago. Look at it now.
Amen. God help us.
I'm telling you what, we bowed down to one of the worst sins that's ever been.
Yeah, true.
A lot of people said they're just saved and lost. You know there's three classes of people. Hello? The righteous and the sinner and the ungodly. Honey, This homosexuality is abomination to God.
Yeah.
It's sin, honey. It's sin, and he'll send you to hell.
Amen.
Let me tell you.
Amen.
Listen, I talked a little bit about getting in with demons, you know, the last time I was up here.
Yeah.
You know that family that went and prayed for them and prayed the demons away from them at their home, and the woman went out on her lawn. They said, some neighbors run over and said, hey, y'all just call the ambulance. I said, no, hallelujah, this is a spiritual thing.
Yeah.
I got word this week, they went and bought 100 Bibles, and this man and his wife did and took them to a facility to tell them about Jesus, hallelujah.
Amen.
You get people saved, get them sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost of God, hallelujah. They won't be filled with the world. They won't walk like the world. They won't talk like the world. They won't live like the world, hallelujah. They won't live in the hellhole,
amen.
They won't live in the drug addicts. They won't live with the drug addicts. They won't live
Come
with
on,
the drug bottles in their hands.
Alcohol bottles.
Amen. How do you separate you when you get saved?
Yes.
The blood of Jesus cleanses you. He don't save you in your sins. He saves you from your sins.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Yep.
A lot of people get saved. Oh, I'm saved. Still live like hell every day.
Amen. Amen.
Right. Amen. They didn't get the Jesus I got.
Amen.
They didn't get saved like I got it. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. The devil wants you to go around like you're a whipped pup.
Amen.
Honey, I'm not holding my head.
Amen.
I'm holding my head up.
Come on.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Good.
You know, that little old book I wrote, brother, glory to God, he got me on 7 TV stations. Woo! What about that? I'm going to tell you about that. It wasn't for fame or nothing like that. You know what? Just this week, hallelujah, some people drove 300 miles, saw me on TV, and I was telling them what's wrong. They asked me what I thought was wrong with the world. I said, I'm going to tell you right now what's wrong with the world. There are demons taking our children away from us. There are demons taking our children down to their drug addicts. There are demons of alcohol. There are demons of sex. There are demons of this homosexuality.
Amen.
They need to be set free, brother.
Amen. Amen.
I told the man on TV.
Woo!
I may never get another invite. Glory! You know what? These people saw me on TV. They drove 300 something miles at Elberton, Georgia. They drove from Friday evening. And they said, we've got family problems. We don't know what to do. Said, would you let us come and you pray for us? And I happened to meet us at Pastor Joe Ramsey Church down there in Coville, where I go preach for them every once in a while. They got there, hallelujah. They come in, and boy, me and my brother Don Harold, he'll be here tomorrow night, Lord will. We got in there. We got about the blood songs playing. What can wash away our sin? Nothing but the blood. We got to praise the Lord. They will. We never heard nothing. We never felt nothing like it. I said, you ain't felt nothing like what you're going to feel when you accept Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When you repent of your sins and turn from your wicked ways.
Amen.
That's right. Hallelujah.
The man, the wife, and the son, they got born again right
Woo.
There in that church.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They said, well, I've never found them. He said, well, he feels goosebumps all over. I said, they ain't goosebumps. That's Holy Ghost bumps. They just prayed to the Lord around there, and I said, you ain't felt nothing yet. Someone, where's one of the little cards? You got it right here. Brother Dave, read this right quick for me. Read that right there. That's about my preaching right there.
My goal is to share with all the people that I come in contact and about our glorious and all-powerful God. He is triumphant, compassionate, loving. He can turn our nights into days and despair into laughter.
Yes.
To let you know that God still saves and still performs miracles today. to build up your faith in God.
Woo!
God can do. And God will do if you will only believe. Believe in Him.
Is anything what?
My preaching is not about how big our problems are, but how big our God is.
Woo!
What's the next thing on there?
Woo!
Is anything too hard for our Lord? Genesis 18.
Woo! What's the next thing?
The Spirit of Elijah. God is here.
Woo! Glory to God, the Spirit of Elijah is here.
Amen.
You know why I put the Spirit of Elijah here? Amen. I tell you, I've learned something down through my ministry. Glory to God. I believe when God puts somebody in your life and it comes to pass, you better listen at it. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I used to have a business in Gallatin, one in Lebanon and one in Cookville. I had four one time. Lebanon, Hendersonville, Gallatin, Cookville. But I was out there in Gallatin. I've got to tell you something. Hallelujah. And one day, one Saturday afternoon, back when I worked on Saturdays, hallelujah, this guy come in, and he come in and sat down. I was with the clients, you know, doing the client. And my wife, or my secretary, rather, she said, he's busy. Said, you can't, you have to wait in line to see him. He said, that's all right. Said, I'll wait till he gets done. Got done, it's time for me to go home. And I said, what do you want? What do you want, mister? What's going on? I want to pray for you. Said, the Lord sent me here. It's all right about this, God. If I preach, hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah, go ahead.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he got in there. He said, God has sent me here to pray for you. And he said that God said he's going to let the Spirit of Elijah come up on you ever so often. You're going to have the Spirit of Elijah on you. Hallelujah. Well, that sounds good to me. Woo! Glory! I'm not talking in this or not gloating in this. I'm talking about God. Let the Spirit of God come up on you when he wants to.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to tell you something, friends. And we locked the door, turned the lights off about 2:30 in the afternoon, and big glass windows, we didn't have the lights on, and that guy prayed over me, he gave me this oil.
Hallelujah.
He said, I want you to take that oil. He said, you'll have oil as long as you live. He said, you'll never run out of the oil. And every time we get low, that man will look me up now, even though I'm not in Galton, not out there no more. I'm semi-retired. I'm telling you something. He said people are going to start jerking your door off to get in here to get prayed for. He said, I'm telling you how real God is. He said, do you want God to be real in your life, or do you want to just play church? He said, you don't just play church. You just want to act like somebody's saved. You want to be saved? Or do you want to really see the power of God in your life? I said, I want to be real. I want to be genuine. I don't want no fake stuff in me. Hallelujah. Man, that guy prayed over me. Give me that all. He said, you just watch and see what starts happening to your business. And said, see what happens. It's okay. Man, we just opened the door, let him go out. And about that time, just closed the door back. There was a black man. I'm telling you, that man must have been 7 foot tall. He was a giant of a man. And he come around and he's jerking the door. I said, oh, mister, wait a minute. You're going to turn the door off. I unlocked the door. I said, what can I do for you? Oh, I got to come in. Said, I'm passing by. And said, this boy spoke to me. Said, go in there. That man's going to do something over you that you've never felt before. The man come through the door. He said, I don't know what I'm here for. But a voice said, come in there. I said, I know what you're here for. I'm going to pray for you, glory to God. I said, God's going to turn you around. He said, mister, I just got turned around the other night. He said, just give my heart to God. He said, I was a drug addict. I've killed people. I've done everything under the sun. And he said, now, he said, God is telling me I'm going to have to go back and start preaching to them people in the streets. I said, glory to God, I'm going to pray for you. I reached up like this to pray for him, knowing he read this all. And he went out like, he comes to me, woo, what happened to me? I said, Spirit of God's all over you now. Woo! 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 He went out there, and I don't know how long, every week that man would come in and see me. He said, this man got saved, this got saved, these got saved, they got saved. Hallelujah. And God said, go and you start telling my people that I'm a living God, I'm a real God, yeah. I heal today, yeah. I save today,
hallelujah.
I still perform miracles today, and I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. He said Elijah was a man in like passion as you are. He
right.
prayed earnestly, it rained not 3.5 years. He said he's a man like you are. He's like I am, yes.
Yeah.
He said, you pray the sincere, effectual, perfect prayer of a righteous man availeth
right.
much.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Don't just do these Betty by prayers. Mean it.
Amen.
Amen. Mean it. Mean it when you pray. How many have never heard me before, never saw me preach before? You know what? You know what? You're looking at a miracle. I was killed June 11, 1977 in a motorcycle wreck. I was out of the body. I left this world. I come back. But I want to get on with that. I know where I started at. Has a nation changed through God's? I'm not lost for words tonight. But I'm telling you, God is seeking those that worship Him.
Yeah, amen.
God ain't seeking. He's wanting us to that render our hearts and our garments. Render your heart, not your garment.
Yeah.
God is not concerned in your garment.
Amen.
God is concerned in your soul,
amen.
In your spirit,
amen.
In your heart.
Amen.
He wants all of you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Amen.
God spoke to me one morning and said, tell you a little while. I just thought a little blue-eyed viper way better than honey. This Friday be 54 years, that pretty little thing. I've been for 54 years with her. Don't want to change that. Woo! God, I put a little humor in my preaching.
That's all right. That's all right.
But let me tell you something. God told me, said, you go. And we go to the mountains about 4, 5, 6 times a year to a cabin. I called to see if the cabin was there. No. I called. Somebody said, there's a smaller cabin. Said, you go up there. Said, you go there till I get done with you. God told me to go there till you get done with it. And I said, this sacrist guy prayed for me. I said, honey, I'm going to go. No, how many days am I going to be gone? And I went up there and got in this little cabin every morning. I'd get me a notepad out, and I'd get my Bible, and I'd go out in the, for the Smokies out there, little campsite. Everything was so quiet, so peaceful out there. And I'm out there and I'm studying. I said, Lord, I got to preaching out there. I preached the wood. I said, Lord, you made these big trees. You made the little trees, the big trees, the big rocks, the big mountains. You made it all. Yeah. Oh, anyway. And this raven right up over, I mean, flew up. I could have touched this thing up over my head. And every time I'd say, Lord, you made this, he'd go, Hey, Lord, you made this. Man, it was. And every time I'd say, God, you did this, that thing would cry out. And it stayed there till I'd leave. And I'd go back to the cabin. And I'd lay there. And I lay on my face, sometimes in the floor. And I said, God, I don't want to be the old man I used to be. I don't want to be somebody simple. I want to be somebody genuine, God.
Amen.
If you want me to be real, God, you come in and you fill me. Don't, I mean, search the ruins of my heart, as David said. Search the ruins of my heart! I laid there, man, I cried out to God. Till God got one morning and I woke up and the sun was shining through. He said, now get up and go in my peace. Get up and go in my peace. Hallelujah. Glory to God, I've seen cancer fall off. I had a sister-in-law spit a cancer out bigger than your fist, amen. This is documented. I had two men up in Indiana, my nephew's church up in Indiana just recently, last part of last year and the part of this year. Hallelujah. Come on in, brother. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to tell you something. Cancer had cancer of the esophagus of the throat. Hallelujah. God healed them.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Amen. A doctor's wife out in Gallatin, Tennessee. He come in and he said, what can you do? Check my wife out. And I checked her out, and he said, "What's wrong with her?" I said, "Mister, she's got something wrong with her heart." He said, "Can you fix it?" And I said, "No, I can't." God said, "Yes, you can." I said, "Well, yeah, I can." I said, "I got a little bottle of oil I'll anoint her with, and I'll pray over it, God can heal her." I never heard of such. That's what the guy said. I said, "You don't know about the 5th chapter of the book of James?" He said, "What's book?" I said, "The Bible. 5th chapter, book of John, of James, brother. Knowing it with oil." And I just got the oil out and I said, "The name of Jesus. Behold." I didn't bawl out. I didn't scream out. I said, "Just in the name of Jesus, behold." Woo! Glory to God. Just a few weeks later, Bib wife's up at the cabin. And guess what? I got a phone call. "Mr. Daly?" I said, "Yeah." "This is Dr. So-and-so." "Yeah." "And my wife wants to tell you something." "Yeah." I said, "Okay." She got on her and said, "Mr. Daly, you're not going to believe it." I said, "Tell me the good news. Tell me the good news. Tell me the good news." She would wait for a heart transplant. He took her back to the team of cardiologists. They checked her and put the images over here of this heart now. And they put the old image up here. And they called him back there and said, "Doc, look at that heart." Said, "The chambers are different. Everything's different than that heart. There's a new heart. Nothing wrong with this heart. Hallelujah. What mighty God we serve." What mighty God we serve. Amen. We serve an awesome God, a risen God, a God that's alive. He's aware.
Yes, hallelujah.
My God's not sick. He don't have a cold. Glory to God.
They've forsaken the living me, the living God. You know who prophesied that? The Lord. In chapter 1 of Jeremiah, went to Jeremiah's lips and put the words in his lips. Now he said, "You go speak my word." God has put his word in me, and God said, "Go speak my word."
Amen. Yes. Amen.
Speak my word.
Hallelujah.
I'm not his word. I'm his vessel with his word.
Amen.
See, revival. Oh, you know, we think because we have a few good songs and that, we think we have good testimony. We think we've had revival. I tell you, when revival comes, when every heart will examine themselves and say, "God, I want you to create in me a right spirit of friendship, a spirit, God, that the world don't have. I want to walk different from the world. I want to talk different from the world. I want to be different from the world."
Come on.
Then you have revival.
Amen.
But people don't want to know the risen Savior. You know what? Them boys all over that message. God's been dealing with me all day.
Amen.
2 Chronicles 7:14. Boy, I thought I was going to tear that all pieces down. He sung about the cross. Hallelujah. You're preaching all over, brother. That it's not. We're not the preacher. The preacher's
up here.
We're just vessels. I want you to know that. And glory to God, I don't go around to try to get fame. I go around to try to win souls.
Amen.
I want you to know something tonight. Can I just, I don't care how bad, how wicked things get out there. If you hold on to God's unchanging
hand,
God will never leave you. God will never forsake you. God will be with you to the end.
Amen.
You know what? Woo! Hallelujah. I know what Jesus said in Revelation 1:18. "I am he that liveth, was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore." Amen. I have the keys of hell and of death. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus got the key of hell and of death.
Praise the Lord.
I'm going to make you shout.
Yeah.
Amen.
Woo! Say, shout it out.
Wow.
Shout it out.
Shout it out.
He got the keys. Who got the keys? Jesus!
Amen.
But what did Jesus do with the keys? Peter, who did the man say that I am? Oh, some said lies. Some said this prophet. Some said that prophet. But who do you say I am? Thou art a prophet, the son of the living God.
flesh and blood did not reveal that to you, but my spirit revealed it to you. Come on, somebody shout, glory!
Glory!
The spirit revealed it. Peter, he said, now up on this rock, I'll build my church.
Praise the Lord.
We are the church.
Amen.
And the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. Hallelujah. I'm born again. Washed in the blood. I'm anchored in the cross. I'm anchored in Jesus.
Amen.
Don't let the devil make you have fear. God hadn't given you a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind.
That's right, man.
Honey, I wouldn't give you a dime for religion, didn't know it was real. Would you, brother?
Amen.
Are you got real brothers?
Brother and Lord.
Boy, this guy's got a smile on him. Where did I know you from, brother?
Son, father of church. My dad is Tim Bailey. Tim Bailey, Monterey?
Yeah.
My dad.
Okay.
Glory.
You got a glory all over you. But I don't know that you got it. I don't know this brother right here. Whoa! First time I ever met him. This old buddy over here, we've been buddies for years and years and years. Whoa! He done a lot of praying. Their church has done a lot of praying back when I had the motorcycle ready. Hallelujah. Sister Nadine, they're just sweet. All Christians are sweet people. Hallelujah. I see some smiling face here tonight. I'd just like to hug you and all and tell you how much I love you. Jesus will have to tell you how much I love you. We know we passed death unto life because we love the brethren. I know I'm serving a living God. I know my God's alive. I know He's real.
Hallelujah.
I don't have to look it up in the newspaper to see if somebody else likes me or not.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I can tell you something. You've never seen anybody raised any poorer than we were. Which poor the rest of go next door to borrow a meal. I may preach on the 22 pennies one night. You read it in my book. How many's read my book? Did you read about 22 pennies? Woo! My mama gave her last 22 pennies. My dad was dying with cancer. Colon cancer, dying with it. A bunch of hungry kids. Our food had run out springtime. You know, the gardens hadn't come in yet. Strawberries start coming out. Well, I better not go there. I'll preach a message on it. But anyway, my mom gave 22 cents. Next day, God bless us. My dad was healed of cancer. He died like when he's 96 years old. He's 50 something at that time. They said he sent him home to die. Woo! We worry about that word called cancer. I say in the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus is above everything. Whether it be cancer, heart disease, diabetes, or whatever it is, it's above every name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His name. Glory to the Lamb of God.
Praise God.
Not many people know this. I've battled cancer. I had the worst kind of cancer. It was the most aggressive kind there was, they say. Doctor, when he put me in his office, had me come in and sit down on his couch to tell me about it. I said, Doctor, I know Jesus. And I love cancer.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Step in, tore all the pieces in here, had to have scar tissue removed a few weeks ago. I'd be running all over his house if it wasn't for that. A little sore. And they took a humongous kidney stone and been in my kidney ever since after my motorcycle wreck. Almost 36 years when they took it out. I've had problems with that since. But when they put me to sleep to take the kidney stone out, aspirate and then sleep. Got home. I said, honey, there's something wrong with me. Went to bed and I woke up the next morning. I said, honey, get me to the hospital, to the ER. She said, it'll take about 30 minutes. I said, I ain't got 30 minutes. I hit 911.
You got him in your hand.
They got me there, and boy, they rushed me to the hospital. Doctors was doing all kind of CTs on me, ultrasounds. Nurse doing ultrasounds. Said, are you okay? I said, I hope I am. I said, wait, I am. Doctor come in. My wife met him in there. They come in and said, he's got a blood clot in his right lung. Mike looked at the doctor and said, what if it was to go to his heart? The doctor dropped her head, shook her head. Said, honey, you don't understand. It went through his heart. That's what we can't understand. He's still alive. That blood clot went through his heart. And he still lives, and that's why we all run around here like a chicken with a head cut off. We don't know how he's alive.
Glory to God.
Woo! Then I don't know how I'm alive. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
Amen.
Because he lives, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Because he lives, I'll have no fear. Because he lives, I can lay down and praise the Lord.
Amen.
I can praise him in the morning. I can praise him in the noon. I can praise him in the night. Because he lives. Because he lives, I don't fear God.
Amen.
I've got something to shout about.
Yes.
I tell people if my preaching is about Jesus Christ, salvation, you get born again by the blood of Jesus Christ, that's the main thing.
Yes.
And if you get the infilling of the Holy Spirit like I did, that's fine. If you don't, that's fine. I just love Jesus.
Amen.
I just love the Lord.
Yeah, Lord.
I want to keep on keeping on. Does this thing God doing in your body okay? You've been worried about it. God's got to take care of it. Hallelujah. Just thank you for it. Just thank him for it.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't take no credit for it. Jesus gets all the credit.
Amen.
God is the one.
Hallelujah.
He deserves it all. He was beaten. He was wounded.
My God, my God.
His beard was plucked out. I've never prayed till my sweat becomes great drops of blood. But Jesus did.
Yes,
Jesus did. Why did he do it? He did it for you and I. Hey, it's all right. I mean, I don't know what it is. You know what it is. God said it's going to be all right. Let me, can I tell you what God told me just recently? God told me to start thinking and speaking life over my children, grandchildren. He said, don't let the devil worry you about him going to die. Said, you start speaking life. You speak life. He said, I am life. I am the resurrection and the life. He said, speak the resurrection and life into your children.
Hallelujah.
Speak it to them. Johnny, they didn't get up there and sing a song. Come on, will you do it? Tonight, I'm asking you, every one of you, how many wants that true relation with God? How many wants that 100% no soul that you sold out to God and you've sold out and the world don't mean a thing to you anymore? Honey, I mean this. I've got so I don't worry about nothing anymore. I used to worry about my finances. I'm glad to hear you say God took care of you, brother. He'll supply you all every needs. He said, seek you first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, all these things shall be added unto. My people said, hey, send me $100. Send me $1,000. God will repent. No, you'll be what to tell you. Seek you first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, then all these things will be added of you that you need. Everything that you need is going to be added to you if you'll put God first.
While they're singing,
I'm asking every one of you, how many want to come here and pray right here at this altar and say, Lord, I surrender all. Honey, the altars are for everybody. Amen. I surrender all. I surrender all.